of the Office of the National Security Council.
Madam Vice President, we acknowledge the concern of international community regarding the invocation of emergency decree on public administration in emergency situation 2005 in the southern border provinces of Thailand, as well as the issue of impunity. The government wishes to reassure that the emergency decree has been in place so far as it is necessary to maintain peace and ensure safety of ordinary citizens. And its implementation is strictly based on the principles of necessity and proportionality corresponding to the situation on the ground. While the emergency decree provides specific immunity clause for officer, it is counterbalanced by the requirement for officer to carry out their duties in good faith without any discrimination and not exceeding the necessity of the circumstances. In addition, on the 14th September 2021, the Cabinet approved the action plan for the gradual lifting of the emergency decree in the southern border provinces for the years 2022 to 2027. This process will take into account situation on the ground, including the trend and frequency of violent incidents in the area. Madam Vice President, on the issue of UN Convention relating to status refugee in 1951, although Thailand is not a party to 1951 Refugee Convention, we have long accorded humanitarian assistance and protection to people fleeing conflicts and seeking temporary refuge in Thailand. In addition, we have established a subcommittee under the Office of the National Security Council that inter alia explored the possibility for Thailand to become a signatory of the convention. The subcommittee has examined existing laws and regulations and can propose adjustments needed to comply and with obligation under the convention, as well as roadmap for action. In the meantime, we have set up the national screening mechanism. I thank you, Madam Vice President.
I now give the